Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into your provided reports on Alpha Abatement's recent performance.
That's right.
And, you know, looking at the raw user counts at first glance, you might think, okay.
Yeah, they might seem a bit low initially.
But that's exactly what we're digging into, because those numbers, they actually hide, well, a really brilliant strategic move.
Definitely. It's a story about quality, not just quantity.
Precisely. We're looking for those aha moments in the data, uncovering this story of real strategic success and some seriously high quality engagement. It's fascinating how fewer numbers can sometimes tell a much more powerful story, right?
Absolutely. And it's not just random. It feels very deliberate, very data-driven.
Mm-hmm.
These reports, they really lay out a foundation for growth. You can see the strategy shifting right there in the numbers.
So our mission today is to pull out those constructive possibilities, the real wins here for Alpha Abatement.
And show how they're building a genuinely high-value digital presence and maybe what you can learn from it.
Okay, let's jump right in then. Let's talk high-quality engagement.
The place to start.
Get this. A massive 58.7% increase in average session duration. People are sticking around for 3 minutes and 9 seconds on average now.
Wow. 3 minutes is a long time online for one site visit.
It really is. Think about it.
Yeah.
You don't spend that long unless you're genuinely interested.
You're hooked.
Yeah.
And that connects to the engagement rate, too.
Exactly. That rate soared to 78.6%. That's up nearly 20%.
Huge jump.
And alongside that, the bounce rate dropped like a stone, down 37.9% to just 21.4%.
Okay, so people arrive, they stay, and they interact. They're not hitting the back button.
Right. It's not just a quick glance. Users are properly immersing themselves.
That whole picture, it screams effective, mature SEO. It's not just luck.
No way.
It shows they really understand who they're talking to, what those users intend to do, and they've probably refined their content funnel significantly.
You mean like focusing SEO efforts?
Yeah, likely shifting from those really broad, high-volume keywords towards more specific, maybe longer phrases, the kind that attract genuinely qualified leads.
Pre-filtering the audience in a way.
Exactly. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, well, this highly engaged audience, they're perfectly primed for conversion.
Makes sense.
It really brings up a key question for any business listening.
Mm-hmm.
Are you just chasing traffic volume, or are you actually attracting the right traffic, the kind that converts?
Crucial difference. Okay, so they're captivating the audience they do get. Let's look at where this is happening geographically. Market expansion success.
Right, the location data.
Dallas looks like their stronghold, 5 users there, but then strong balanced numbers in Houston and Shreveport too, 3 users each.
Good core market presence.
And they're also making inroads in places like Midlothian and Sugar Land. It shows, you know, a growing regional footprint.
Solidifying their presence.
And speaking of strategic planning, look at the platform optimization. Almost perfect split. 60% desktop, 40% mobile.
Oh, that's a really healthy balance.
Yeah. It ensures everyone gets a good experience, whether they're on a computer or their phone. Good spread across iOS and Windows, too.
And that smooth experience across devices is key for keeping that engagement high we just talked about. It all connects. Now, tie this into the search data.
Let's do it. Search dominance achievement.
This is impressive. Organic search, so people actively searching for solutions, drives over 71% of all their sessions.
71%.
Yeah. And nearly 29% is direct traffic, people typing their names straight in.
That tells you something about brand recognition, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It shows the brand is established, people know them.
And they've nailed some key rankings. Number one for high intent stuff like asbestos floor tile removal near me.
Okay, that specific phrase is gold. Someone searching that isn't just browsing, they likely have an immediate need.
And they need someone local.
Precisely. Capturing 100% of the clicks for that search. That's like owning the most important doorway for qualified leads in that area. And then there's the local search grid data you mentioned for Shreveport, an average map rank of 2 for asbestos abatement services.
So right near the top of the Google Maps results.
Consistently. That's prime digital real estate for local service businesses. It shows real authority and visibility right where customers are looking for immediate help.
Okay, so pulling it all together. Alpha Abatement's content strategy, their SEO, it's clearly working. It's attracting the right people, keeping them deeply engaged, and pointing them towards, well, becoming customers, high-value actions.
It really is a kind of masterclass in strategic digital growth, focusing that effort.
Yeah.
This whole deep dive just highlights how strategically attracting those engaged, high-intent visitors using smart SEO, optimized content, lets a brand really solidify its position.
And build a roadmap for future growth.
Exactly. It's about maximizing the value of every single interaction, making every click count, not just chasing vanity metrics.
So the takeaway for you listening, what does this mean? Well, Alpha Abatement's reports aren't just spreadsheets. They're proof of concept.
They show how prioritizing quality engagement over sheer quantity can really drive success.
So maybe think about your own ventures. How could a similar shift, focusing on deeply engaged audiences rather than just raw traffic numbers, unlock new opportunities for high-value growth?
Yeah. It's about building a digital presence that doesn't just get seen.
But gets felt.
And gets acted upon. Something to think about.